boy, music will involve the Super Bowl shuffle amongst other songs from teams, from football teams. And it is pretty remarkable, some of the tunes that they put out. And we'll discuss that at 11:30. We'll hop aboard the OSS for other sports stuff at 11:10. A little more detail coming out of the Bill Belichick not getting in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. We'll discuss that at 10:55. The news with Travis at 10:30. We'll bring out the bucket at 10:10. Am I the jerk? Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure that this weather brought out some jerk behavior for some people. And if you have a scenario you want to discuss with us, or present to us so we could discuss it, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. We'll do it at 9:55. And Stephen Jones, he speaks. And we'll listen to some of that and what he has to say here in about 20 minutes or so. But the crew, ready to rock with us left to right on your radio dial. There is Baldy. There is Travis. And, of course, there is the tip sheet. All right, Matt, I have one follow-up and a little bit of a pre-boy music that I want you to listen to. All right? So the follow-up yesterday is when we were talking during the Hot Dogs in Paradise, our weekly entertainment segment. We do it every Wednesday at 9:55. And just kind of talking about the old school cartoons. And it just got me to thinking, and this wasn't even a cartoon, but what sticks with you, your impressions as a youth? And I know you were so fired up about Masters of the Universe, He-Man coming out, that cartoon stuck with you. And now as a grown man, you will be at the theater in June when that thing comes out. And that's really cool because I told you, if Battle of the Planets will come out with a version of this thing now, yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah.
And I heard from a few people saying, man, I love Battle of the Planets. I loved it. You want to talk about just getting fired up when they had their fiery phoenix, their spaceship turned into a fiery phoenix, right, and they would all have to brace, and I would be at the house bracing with them as they as they flew that thing across, like those things that will stick with you. That's one thing that stuck with me, and I reached out to my older sister, and we would talk about this because we did this all the time, and I don't know why. It's not even a cartoon. It was a series, a sci-fi series called Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. It was only on for 1 year. 16 episodes. Can't tell you what network it was on. I don't know what channel we watched it, but it made such an impression on me and my older sister that we would play Electra Woman and Dyna Girl at the house.
My God, this is
it's dumb.
Incredible.
We would put like towels around our necks for the capes or whatever, and we would just run around the living room and the den, just through the little hallway, just singing Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, like singing the theme song. And then she'd stop. There'd be a problem where we have to go solve. And then we just continue to run. Like 1976, it stuck with
that
me forever.
Awesome. They stayed at Electra Base, operating their highly sophisticated crime scope computer.
Dude.
While keeping in continual contact with Electracoms.
I just let you know that there's just not a lot going on back in those days, and whatever stuck with you and what you had to play, that's what we played.
That's so crazy because there were only 16 episodes.
Yeah.
And it was on TV from September of 1976 to December of 1976.
And that's it.
And that was it.
And we would play that all the time. But she would never let me be Dyna Boy.
That's incredible.
Because the show was Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, so that's what my sister was mean.
You didn't want
up
to be Professor Frank Heflin?
No clue. Had no clue about any of the other characters that were there. I don't remember a single thing about any of the episodes, but that's what we would do around the house, running around singing Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
That's amazing.
It's remarkable. It just made me kind of think about it and chuckle. And yeah, my sister's like, yeah, I don't know how, why. She's 2 years older than me. So I was 5 when this came out and she was 7. And this is what I remember.
Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
It's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is awesome and remarkable that you can remember those things. Like you said, what will stick with you throughout your childhood or whatever? And that's one of the things that stuck with us. And I just don't
this
understand
is awesome.
Why. I'm pretty sure there's an episode out there, and I will guarantee you it is terrible.
Look, there they go. They're going to turn it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we did. That's what we played at the house. Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. right, so I will give you a little bit of a preview for Boy Music. I talked a little bit about this in the mix, and it was a really fun time doing this last night because The Shuffle was on HBO. And I don't know if you saw it or not. I don't know if you watched it. But it was just a story about how the Super Bowl Shuffle came about from the Bears and putting that together and how it almost didn't get done because they recorded the video. They recorded the video the day after they lost their only game of the year to Miami. So they've already recorded the song. Everybody's good because the only reason they got everyone to do it was because they were doing it for charity.
Yeah.
So they talked everyone into doing it. They lose to Miami. Some people said, well, I don't want to do this. We lost. Like it's some kind of sign or whatever. I don't want to do it. They said, we committed to it. Let's do it. Put it out. And the rest is history. So going through all the different songs or whatever for all the different teams just trying to put this together.
Yeah.
I ran across one that I know we're not going to have time to play. I know we're not, but I can't let this go without you hearing this because I had no clue this was even a thing. So my main focus doing this was football teams, just trying to see if there was a team out there that said, hey, man, we are before even the Super Bowl even started, we're going to the Super Bowl. So you didn't get a lot of that. You just got around that time. Teams are saying, look, dude, the Bears did it. It was awesome. They raised a lot of money. So let's do it also. I don't know what year this is, Matt, but I will point to a basketball team that decided that they wanted to put together a song with a message to try and raise awareness. And I'm not quite sure if they were trying to raise any money for it, but they were definitely trying to raise awareness. Dude, you got to hear this. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. And the name of this song is Just Say No. So obviously,
it's about the drugs.
They're
the
trying to raise awareness about drugs and all that.
Okay.
It's
so it had to be mid-80s.
It was definitely mid-80s because there's Magic, there's Kareem, there's James Worthy, Byron Scott, Michael Cooper, like all these. Even Pat Riley is on this thing. You have got to hear this mess that they put out, trying to put out a message for Just Say No. America, how we gonna share this drug problem? It's got to be clear. It's a war we're fighting across our land. It's here right now, so let's take a stand. We're the LA Lakers, and we're here to say that the drugs are killing every day. Cocaine and crack, it's all got to go. We got to learn to just say no. I'm Kareem, the captain of the team. I don't need drugs, I got a higher thing. My sky hook makes a team look good, but there's a hook we gotta shake from the neighborhood. My name is West, and on the court I'm rough. Out here on the street, we all gotta get tough. Say no to drugs, call the drug man's brother. Call me Smurf, give my team my best. When you really care, you can do no less. But the game of life is more serious, cause drugs make business of all of us. My name is Michael, but they call me Cool. My main hangout is up around the hood. We play hard, but we still play smart. We never let drugs tear us apart. I'm AC Green. With the word, you can't win the game with your vision blurred. Train your child the way to go, and when the drug man comes, he'll say no. With the jump shot, I like the idea of being on top. In the top's in reach of every man, if drugs aren't in his master plan. I'm Kurt Dennis, they call me Superman, and I'm known to give a helping hand. Now there's a rival out there on the streets, we all got to work together to be. We're the top, but with no relation, and we stand together for a drug-free nation. It's worthy, which we slam dunk. I can make a pass without that jump. It ain't worthy. That's what I'm asking you. Come on. Be like us and make the right moves. Say no. No. Say no. No. Just say no. So I'll keep it going just because I want no to get the magic. I want to get the magic part. All right.
No.
But now they have a ton of kids on the video shoot. We haven't gotten to Pat Riley yet either. Magic and Pat Riley are still to go in this wonderful song about drugs.
Against the junk, I give the one a chance. So let's cut the crack man's money back and tell him to hit the road.
Just say no. Just say no.
I'm the magic man with the Midas touch. Gotta play the right way to keep him moving up. It seems that life costs more each day, but drugs are the price I can't afford to pay.
America,
Towns, you don't even understand what the hell they're saying. Like, what are we doing here?
No, but I get it. Just say no.
Well, they're trying. In the video, they're just all standing around.
Just say no to drugs.
The recording studio. Now they have the kids there also. They say yes to life. Say no to drugs.
Say yes to life.
And say yes to life.
That's true.
Right. Where's Pat Riley?
My name is Pat, coach of the team that saved my place. Really do the thing. So I'm here to tell you the best play of all. Say no to drugs because life is a ball.
All right, they do the Max Headroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Just say no to drugs.
That's, and you know what? All last night. That's all. That's, I was walking around the house.
Just say no.
Just say no to drugs.
Yeah, that had to be, I bet that was 87. Because the, I was just looking at the Just Say No campaign. Nancy Reagan randomly said it to an elementary school kid in 84,
right,
but they didn't really use it to push it until 86.
Now, they did throw out crack and cocaine, so I'm thinking, I can't remember exactly when crack kind of took over. I felt like that was a little bit later than like 87, so I'm not quite sure when this came out, but man.
Did they ever mention weed?
No.
Yeah, but, see, because the guys in the team were probably like, hey, if you got to do the deed, make sure it's weed.
That's right. Weed is fine, but right, the other stuff, just say no to crack and cocaine.
Yeah.
But again, when we were growing up, weed was evil.
No, 100%.
Evil. That was the gateway to doing everything bad. If you were on that dope,
sure,
that
yes,
meant you were doing weed.
Yes.
And it was, if your parents found out, they dropped to yes, their knees and looked at, no, I can't believe it.
I mean, that those campaigns are so effective, though, because it, as a little kid, you thought if you did drugs, then your brain would turn to a scrambled egg.
Right, right.
And that the only reason that kids do drugs is because their parents did drugs. And I was like, well, my parents don't do drugs, so I won't be doing drugs. And then you look at your friends at school, because, you know, I had that campaign, parents who have drugs have kids who do drugs. And you would always, like, I remember being in elementary school and be like, I wonder whose parents are doing drugs.
I know. I know. And even in high school, you would identify the one or the two people who you knew
smoked
weed.
100%.
And
yes,
it was like, man, they were almost, I don't want to say the outcast, but they were looked at differently.
I don't know why. When I was in high school, acid was really big.
Oh, was it really?
Yes. There was a guy that sat behind me in English class that sold it, and he had sheets of it in his backpack. And he'd sold it for like $5 a hit. I never did it, but, and I don't know, it just wasn't my thing, I guess. But it was that and black tar heroin got really popular when I was in high school.
Yeah, it was the lacing your weed with different things. Like, yeah, you thought, okay, I would get the joint that was laced in like rat poison and I'd die. The rat poison with the weed thing was huge as far as trying to say,
yeah,
see, this could be the point, so
right,
you can't do it. Remember once, I think it was my junior year of high school, rode the bus home with a buddy of mine and his friend. They went to a different school, but we rode the same bus. Got to South Oak Cliff, walking home. They pulled out a joint. And I just went, oh, my God, no, no, I can't be around that. They asked me if I wanted some. I'm like, no, of
no,
course not.
You'll go.
And what are you talking about?
And to be fair, back then, I mean, they, if you got caught with any kind of weed, I mean, you go to jail for like 30 years.
Yes, you could. So,
I mean, there's guys in prison right now that got busted with weed today that people smoke walking down the street.
That is as legal as it gets.
Yes, that are in prison for 30
right,
plus years.
Right. So I got to the porch and thought that my whole shirt smelled like weed because I walked with them home. So I took it off to walk in the house, and I didn't know my mom was at home. And she saw me walking in the house with shirtless, like, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
It's like, nothing. And I went and stuffed the shirt, you know.
Like, I got mugged. I don't know what happened.
In the hamper underneath, just praying
oh
that she didn't say
God,
anything. So
yeah, that's the worst.
That's a little boy music teaser
from
the Lakers with Just Say No to Drugs.
It's catchy.
You'll get more football-related music coming up at 11:30 than the message
Magic
music.
Magic gave me AIDS.
No, he did not. That was.
Oh, okay. So are you lying now, or were you lying when you said that?
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, music.
Yes, indeed. It's exactly what it is. 11:37, Thursday morning with the Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. The Hall of Fame. Not only did we find out Bill Belichick's not getting in, we found out someone else isn't as well. And the conundrum that they are about to run into. But that's in 15 minutes. Because right now, it is boy music.
And we have a lot to get into in this boy music, a lot to listen to because of the HBO special one-hour presentation called The Shuffle. And it was about the Chicago Bears in 85 performing the Super Bowl Shuffle, the story of them before the regular season even ended. They recorded this song. They had to do the video of it, and it was all going to charity. They approached Willie Gault, who was the front man of this, to try and convince everyone else to go do it. And he stated in his documentary that he first went to Walter Payton, because if Walter Payton's in, then the majority of everyone else will be in also. And Mike Singletary was kind of that same way. First told him, this is for charity. I know it's all about the Super Bowl that we haven't accomplished yet, but it's going to the homeless of Chicago, so let's do this. So they agreed to it. I'm going to play the Super Bowl Shuffle underneath while we're doing it. I know we all know this song, but... And so...
Sounds great.
They had to do the video for the song. And the video was going to be after their Monday night game against the Dolphins. They'll go the next day and do this video. Well, they lose that game. So some people thought, dude, should we be doing this? Because we lost.
Right.
And now we're talking about the Super Bowl Shuffle. And the two main people who said they were out from the video was Jim McMahon and Walter Payton.
The two main guys?
They were like, yeah, I'm done.
Right.
I don't want to record this. So they go to the place, they record the video, and when you watch the video, you'll see Walter Payton, because he's rapping now, and Jim McMahon kind of superimposed 80s style with the green screen, because they had to, they talked him into,
yeah,
you signed up for it, you got to do it. So they did their portion at the facility and green screened them on the video when their turn was going on. So they finally got it going. And of course, we know the rest of the story, that they go and they dominate the rest of the regular season. They dominate the first two games in the playoffs.
Yes.
They didn't even score. I can't, it was the Rams and maybe the Giants. I can't remember, but they didn't score. And then you go to the game against New England, and they dominate that. But they showed, you know, they talked about the people who didn't have rhythm and the whole thing about getting the video going. And it's a pretty interesting hour about the Super Bowl Shuffle. Well, the one thing I had never heard about this is that New England had a response song to the Super Bowl Shuffle. Didn't even know it. Never even heard about it. So, all right, you got to go. Let's see what the heck this is all about.
So did they put this out before the Super Bowl?
They put this out before the Super Bowl.
So the Patriots knew they were going to play the Bears?
Yes.
Okay.
It was after the championship game.
And that they had 2 weeks in between back then, so.
They put out a song, and it was called New England, The Patriots, and We. That's the name of the song. So let's listen to.
Sounds awesome.
Let's listen to New England, The Patriots, and We here on Boy Music on the Ticket.
V66 has just brought you one of your last chances to see Chicago. Oh! Before New England buries the Bear.
So that dude had a plush gun and a plush bear that they were burying the Bears.
Patriots and we, out mean, the video is as corny as you can imagine. It's the whitest thing you'll ever see.
This sounds
except
like
for some of the New England Patriots players that are in it.
Not from New England.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
So,
this sounds like the intro song to a corny-ass mid-80s sitcom.
It does.
Where somebody falls down it. You know, and they're just shaking their head at each other.
It's a PBS promo. Like, you just finished a wonderful like episode of Reading Rainbow, and this is what they're hitting.
I have to go back.
A Mentos commercial or something.
Yes.
Because, of course, these aren't the players that are singing, but they have some of the players talking in between. And I think Craig James is the first one that says something when they get to the chorus. Right here. It's like different players that are talking in between the chorus. Dude, I'm telling you, the last like 2.5 minutes, just them repeating the chorus. Hang the bears from the Liberty Tree.
Thanks for the oranges, Mayor Bradley.
I don't know. It's just different fans, different. I don't know. It is.
We're the champs of the AFC.
We're the champs of the AFC.
The Patriots, and we will beat the best of the NFC.
Okay, so that was the response from New England.
Man, I'm rooting for the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl shuffle. And so now, at the end of the shuffle, they will tell you that there are several teams that put out different songs for Super Bowl, but no one was like the Super Bowl Shuffle with the Bears. That Super Bowl Shuffle with the Bears was nominated for a Grammy.
Yep.
A Grammy Award for the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Pretty awesome. For so best now, R&B performance by a duo or group.
Yes, yes. And I think it lost out to Prince.
It did.
And
Kiss.
It already won.
Kiss won by Prince. So.
So I guess it was Prince and the Revolution as far as the group goes. And they
either
lost
the Bears
out.
Or Prince.
And the Bears said they went to the Grammy Awards thinking they were going to win that thing. Of course, it's the Super Bowl shuffle. This is great.
Was it the whole 53 or just like the starters?
I'm pretty sure it's just the starters. But, man, just the line, and you see the backup quarterback who has no rhythm at all. And it's the video and the making of it is outstanding. It's only an hour. I think it's great. But so I started searching for some of the other songs that these football teams have put out. So the next year is 1986, the 86 season, the 87 Super Bowl, and the New York Giants win that Super Bowl after Chicago won theirs from the 85 season. The New York Giants put out a song also that very year. What I saw was just called New York Giants Rap Song. So let's listen to them. The video is about 11 players at the Meadowlands in the stadium just kind of walking out. They have one camera, and they're all walking out as the intro goes, and then they'll start singing.
Yo, New York Giants, don't you know we're great? Football is our business, Pasadena, we can't wait. We are the New York Giants, we don't fool around. The other teams are trembling when we come to town.
Of course, the Super Bowl is in Pasadena.
The Giants are coming at you. If you got the ball, the Giants are going to get you. Your quarterback it all. A Giant man is quite a man. Women and children too. If you back another team, something's wrong with you. We are the New York Giants. Don't you know we're great? Football is our business.
Okay, that's the New York Giants from 1986 putting their song out. Now, I guess it just, the NFC East decided that they needed to put out songs around that time. So, of course, we know, if you don't know, the Washington Commanders were called a different name back in the 80s.
Oh, they were?
They were. They were called the Washington Redskins. So I guess in 86, they decided to put out a song to kind of honor their fans, okay, their loyal fans of Washington. So let's listen to the Washington Redskins back in 1986.
R-E-T-S-K-I-N-S.
Whoa.
You're about to witness something you have never witnessed before.
R-E-D-S-K-I-N-S. We're the Redskins and our fans are the best. For 50 years of loyalty, that is true. We want to take the time to sincerely thank you.
You are the Redskins and you are the best.
We play as a team. We strive for harmony. We do it for the fans and the community.
Dude, to see Daryl Green, Doug Williams, all in the video just jamming like it's the greatest thing they ever heard.
That is amazing.
This is 5 minutes of pure.
That was horrible.
Because I don't feel like these are victims of the time either. These are just bad.
All right, so.
The New England one was catchy when they got into the New England.
New England!
Do you have the Seattle one?
I do.
Okay, because apparently that was the first one.
I'm thinking that because it has 85 on the one in Seattle.
Yeah, so from what it says, this was called The Blue Wave is on a Roll, and this came out in early 1985, months before the Chicago Bears.
Well, let's go.
And it's for charity as well.
Right.
Hey, what's going on in here, man? Everything's going to be all right. I know it was a tough day out there and everything, but we're going to make it this year. We're going to work hard this year.
I bet.
And the blue wave is going to be rolling, baby.
The work is tough and the days are long. I've been working out and getting strong.
Check out the trash.
We're pushing hard to reach our goal.
And the blue wave is on the roll.
Yeah, this kind of has that yakety
yak. We got the others on the run. And we won't lay back till we're done.
Bit of a different style than the other ones.
We're aiming for the Super Bowl.
And the blue wave is on a roll.
Step right up the line, run up and give the ball a high. Then run it in, turn and spin and give that ball a spike. Shotgun pass and let it soar. Hold it in the Seahawks score.
We work as one cause we're a team.
A couple more, but I know we don't have time for it. Philadelphia put out one that is the most remarkable thing you'll ever hear. It is, they thought that they were in the studio putting out a hit record. So we have Philadelphia, Cincinnati has one also.
You want to do part two during Frivolity tomorrow?
Maybe so. Maybe we can throw that out there then. Man, it is remarkable. I was in hog heaven listening to this last night, putting it together. That's Boy Music. We do it every single Thursday.
12:53, wrapping up lunchtime on a Thursday afternoon here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will be back tomorrow on your Friday. Little Friday Frivolity for you. I think we'll continue having fun with song tomorrow. Joseph Hoyt covers the Dallas Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. He will join us tomorrow. Josh Bogorod, the voice of the Dallas Stars, will chat with him. And of course, we'll have another edition of Just the Sip tomorrow.
Speaking of songs, the Packers, it wasn't a team sung tune, so that's why I didn't put it in there. But it's called the Packerina.
The Packerina.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. there are a couple of other ones that are about the team, but didn't have the players performing it. So I wanted the players to be the ones that are issuing this song out. So we have one from Cincinnati that we'll play tomorrow.
Apparently, I don't know if you have this one. I'm seeing there was one from the Los Angeles Rams in 1986 called Let's Ram It.
Okay, I did not see that one. I'll look and see if we can get that one going. Let's Ram It.
Was that clean?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I was going to say, I think I heard that during birthdays as one of the movies that somebody starred in.
Maybe so.
On Why Today Doesn't Suck.
And I'm trying to think it was the other one. Was Philadelphia didn't have anything to do with Super Bowl, but we'll definitely play that
somebody
one.
Somebody said earlier
awesome.
The Cowboys had a Christmas song that came out with
this year? They had an album that they put out.
When
and
was
it was that? I feel it was a country music album a while back. That I've heard on this station before.
Okay, the 1985. It must have been the Bears and the Seahawks started this whole thing. Everybody felt like they jumped into it. This says 1985 Dallas Cowboys. I don't want to be home for Christmas.
Yep, that was it. And there was one song that maybe we'll get that one tomorrow also and Friday for Volity. But it just seemed like it's a copycat league.
Man,
and all the people
songs.
Said, you know what? Let's just the Seattle Seahawks started it. And then Chicago won the Super Bowl doing their Super Bowl shuffle. Let's just see if we can jump on that train. It was really fun last night. And there was one about the Washington Bullets that, again, it wasn't them singing it, but they had their highlights. And it had a couple players like Juwan Howard and Chris Webber in it kind of lip singing over some of the lyrics or whatever. So it's a fun experiment, man. And, again, I don't know if you guys missed it. There was the L.A. Lakers had a
Oh, the drug song.
Yeah.
God, there's a ton of these. So I found, apparently the Raiders had one called the Silver and Black Attack.
Oh, for some reason, I remember that now.
The Dolphins had one called Can't Touch Us.
I have that one.
Okay. You mentioned the Bengals, right, with Who Dey Rap?
Yes.
And then the 49ers had one called the 49ers Rap. And then
I didn't know that was out there, so I'll definitely look for that one. I'm trying to see if you want to.
This is so insane.
Hear a little tease of the
Can't Touch Us. Boing, doing, doing, doing.
The Miami boing, Dolphins one?
Boing, boing, can't Touch Us. Boing, 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 boing.
I'm going to plug in, Ham.
I tour around the world from blah, blah to the bay. It's Hammer Yo, Hammer Ho, Hammer Ho, Hammer. Hey, the rest can go and play. Can't Touch
Ho Hammer? Well, here's a little preview of the. It's called
Ho Hammer. We're all built with one of those.
Oh, I needed one of those to get my car in the garage. All right, Corey and the Fins. Here we go.
Miami Dolphins linebacker. David, you got a big game coming up Sunday. What are your feelings this week?
Yo, first of all, Rick, the Dolphins are back. We're a new team, we're Super Bowl bound, and they can't touch us. By the way, why don't you play that new song for me by Corey and the Fins?
Yeah, I think we can get that on for you.
Blue 42, blue 42, down, set, put, put, put.
Can't touch us.
Yes!
Can't touch us.
Miami hits them so hard, makes them say, oh my lord, thank you for blessing me with all those Dolphins and all that speed, that's good. And you know you're down with a Super Bowl team and a super hometown, we're known as such, this is a team you can't touch. Told you, Buffalo,
can't touch us.
Yeah, that's how we're playing and you know,
can't touch us.
Were the 80s this ridiculous?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Okay.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's all we had, dude.
It's a great.
Just get off our asses, Lando. We didn't have a lot.
Out of your seat, watch the other team, because they're going to get big fins rolling. Hold on. Pull a little bit, let them know what's going on.
Chill.
Like that. Push on Miami. Push them on back. Let them know you're too much. This team can't touch.
Who is that that's rapping?
I don't know.
Pretty good.
I don't think it's a.
Is that Dan Marino?
Pretty good.
I mean, it's no Jay-Z.
Dan Marino.
I don't think it's a player. That's why, okay. But there are players in it, and they're doing some of the other lines in it. So that's a little preview of Friday Frivolity for
Man.
Tomorrow as we continue.
I'm excited about this.
The football team's decided that they need to
songs
become
are
groups.
Ungodly bad.
Really, really bad. So, yeah, good times indeed.
I really enjoyed that segment driving in, Little Boy Music today. But my question for you, Donovan.
Yes, sir.
Did you at the time in the 80s realize how bad some of those rap tracks were?
But they weren't bad at the time.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's the point. No, I had
They're
no
great.
Clue.
But how much time had to pass before you looked back with regret? Are we talking early 90s?
No, I understand that was the era and the time. I never look back and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I like that. You did at the time. That's all you had. And some of the rap music was good. And you did gravitate towards that. There was some that's really, really, really bad. Like even the Hammer. MC Hammer wasn't bad. MC Hammer was awesome. He's selling out arenas. It can't be too bad. The dude was making all that money and at the top of the charts and all that. So it wasn't terrible.
But he did sample Super Freak, which
of course,
that's
yeah.
why that hit was a hit, I think. Initially.
The beat had a lot to do with it.
Okay.
And then him actually
and
performing.
Parachute pants.
He's just a performer.
Yeah. And MTV helps for sure.
I was a big fan.
Of Hammer?
Yeah, I like that song.
That dude, he's great.
I don't know of Hammer, but of that song, yes.
I mean, it's his song. So.
Well, I know.
Please, but. Hammer. Don't hurt
don't
him.
Hurt him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could name another one.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Pray him. You got to pray.
Yeah. Pray. That's the one you remember?
That was on the same album,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember Pray from MC Hammer, but nothing else.
Pray.
Can you pull that up, Ham, and you find Pray,
that song?
God. I'm pretty sure it's clean.
Your knowledge of hip-hop is remarkable.
I mean...
What about Vanilla Ice having a Roni?
Right.
What it's like, boom, chicka, boom, chicka. Having a Roni.
Like, that song sounded like pretty much everyone else, so how do you remember this
make
one?
It today, you've got to pray.
Donovan, pray. You got to understand.
Did they play this at Sunday school?
Those of us that grew up on the east side of the Metroplex, there's a lot of church.
No,
and this was probably
no one's playing this in church, though.
I don't know. You want to get
white people church?
Wrangling the kids to think church is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You probably have a youth minister.
I can promise you that wasn't played in my Southside church. They're not playing that.
They're playing Too Legit to Quit. There we go.
This is like layup line.
Oh, yeah,
junior
okay.
Hat.
Too Legit. I remember this.
Okay, but you identified Prey. That is, I wouldn't have had that in the pool. I would have lost money on that bet. That's the video with Dion.
Yeah, Dion danced to this. I don't quick knock. I just press harder than
I ever did before. Going for the dream that I have in store. But what makes rap today that much better than what we had in the 80s and 90s?
It feels like production
it's just,
like, is so much
it's just
better.
Changed. It's different.
No, it's different.
It's evolved.
It's well, is it evolution or is it just because some of the stuff now?
His name's John.
See? Right, there you go.
Started losing, you couldn't find him.
Do you think if that's a genre where Norm can accomplish a tune, then
right.
Yeah, maybe it does need to evolve.
Just leave
evolve.
That in the past.
Right.
So hip hop music has evolved the most in the past 30 plus years, right?
I would say yes. That a lot of people will feel that it's not the evolving as far as on the better end, because some of the newer music that you hear right now, like
honestly,
like
I think country music has evolved for the worse. Like what Nashville's putting out compared
yeah,
to like
yeah,
even
very true.
The 90s trash we were listening to is
it's now
teenagers.
Much more pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying country. Like good or bad. I'm just saying like the most
sure.
dynamic change.
Right, no.
I think you would say hip hop, maybe country
mm-hmm.
with different genres of country.
I think you may be right about those two genres together being the most change from when it first came out.
Because rock and roll's been
yeah.
very stagnant for, I would say, about 30 years.
And you can listen to like some stripped down rock songs and not know what decade it came out. Like you could be like,
yeah.
okay, this could be the 2010s or this could be like the early 70s.
But I just don't think there's going to be a bigger argument as far as what you like as far as that music genre goes to what's the best. Because you'll have people saying now that hip hop music is as better as it's ever been. And people my age go, this is
yeah.
trash. And what you had before was the best. But then they'll listen to an MC Hammer song and go, you like that? Like, doesn't make any sense, but to us, it was that's what it was all about.
Positive message mm-hmm. to pray, which was great.
See,
yeah,
this was in youth church. I guarantee you that was played at a Rockwall youth church,
and
just like it was in Mesquite, dude.
Well, like you said, it was probably on the same cassette that You Can't Touch This was
absolutely,
and so I
and everybody owned that.
Like, yeah,
Ice Ice Baby had. Having a Roni
like
was on
that year, it was what MC Hammer and the Paula Abdul tape.
Oh my God!
I think
straight
everybody
up
owned
now,
those.
Tell me,
yeah,
everybody loved that. And Forever Your Girl, Cold Hearted Snake, look into his eyes. Uh oh, he's been telling lies. Come on,
Again, little that music, doesn't surprise music. Me at all. That
I'm right there with you, dude. I know. You know. I owned it.
But that's the mean, time where if you had one single, you went and bought the album.
Yeah, you got the whole thing.
Now you don't have the ability just to stream a single. You can go and buy a cassette with one song on it, but why waste $2 when you can get the whole album for like $9?
Right.
And then you listen to the whole album. That's what it was all about. But yeah, I guess. And you're right. It has evolved. But man, I'm just such a stickler for my old school hip hop that I will never concede.
That's your time,
that this
man.
Era is better than what we were listening to. Although you listen to some and go, whew, okay. You know, I like that. All right. Okay. But it is what it is. That's what we like back then.
But it is time on a Friday morning for a little Friday frivolity. And some fun with some songs from NFL teams, I guess.
Yes. So, yesterday during Boy Music, I talked about The Shuffle. That was the HBO one-hour special that was about the making of the song and the video from the Chicago Bears back in 1985 of the Super Bowl Shuffle. And, again, don't know what you think about this. This set the standard. Because we did play the one from Seattle yesterday that started it, but this one, when you think about songs with football teams, this is the one you think about. And it was nominated for a Grammy. That's the one thing I can't wrap my head around. A team of dudes that have no musical, they're nominated for a Grammy. And I sing this way more than I should. Just even in the wild. And I don't know why. So we talked about this yesterday, and then we played other examples of teams with songs, including Seattle. We played the one from New York. The Giants had the very next year. They had a song. New England had a response to the Super Bowl Shuffle with New England, the Patriots, and we. And so just doing this research, you start running into a whole lot of different teams that put songs out. And it wasn't necessarily about the Super Bowl. They just thought it'd be pretty cool to put a rap song out. So let's explore some of the ones that we did not play yesterday. Let's see.
God, that's weird.
I'm going to go with Philadelphia. Because this one is, it's incredible. Because if you see the video, again, they all had the same formula of showing them in a video just at the mics, just recording this. And they had a couple of girls at the end who were providing some backup singing. And then the rest of the Philadelphia Eagles that were there. This is one channel. Hopefully it'll come out over the air. I think it will. But this one is pretty remarkable because the name of it is Buddy's Watching You. Buddy Ryan.
Yes.
Their coach.
Yep.
Buddy's watching you. Listen to the Philadelphia Eagles and their attempt at putting a song out.
Tom Brown with a lot to say. I back it up by the way I play. Guys, look at me and know what to do. I say, look out! And I'm coming on the tour.
Randall Cunningham, quarterback. The guy everybody wants to sell. Now you see me, now you don't. You think you will? No, you won't.
Pick six, wide receiver. They got the names of Joe, but I made them all believe. I go up, guys, all around. Who's got the ball when we hit the ground?
Buddy's watching you.
He's watching, yes, he's watching.
And the Philly fans are too.
The production value on this is atrocious.
Luis and Deja, I kick field goals. Am I nervous? Yeah, I suppose. To win the game by hitting the mark. This game's over before it starts.
That was the kicker. Oh, my gosh. Man, if you see this video, they are rocking out like this is the best jam they've ever heard in their entire lives.
Incredible.
Especially the two girls at the end. They should be tired from just dancing in the video, but yeah.
That is god-awful. That's worse than the Giants.
He's watching.
Yeah, he's watching.
That's somebody professional right there. Is that a player?
No, that's the players. Yeah, the two girls. all the players.
Yeah, one guy's got a good voice.
Okay, so that's Philadelphia, and Buddy's watching.
Thanks,
you.
Buddy.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks, Buddy. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Cincinnati because they have a couple of different versions of this one. This was 1989. They have one with Bootsy Collins that's okay. Not bad. It's Bootsy. But this one is just strictly the players as, again, they're in the recording studio with their video and they're just going back and forth. This is, of course, is the Who Day rap.
What is that? Tin can?
Cowbell.
Horrible.
They could have mixed it a little better.
Okay.
That part's cool.
This is Seth Man over here. In the jungle.
Nobody.
What year was this one put out?
1989.
Okay. So they weren't just getting beat by everybody at this point yet.
Right, right.
Not yet.
Okay, okay. That's enough. Dude, Cincinnati Bengals.
Ding, 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 ding. I need less cowbell.
Yeah, it's
no.
Do I have the... I'm trying to see if I had the... Bootsy Collins one, because it's a little different because you do have Bootsy playing the guitar. But let's go to the land of silver and black.
All right.
The Raiders.
Go Raiders!
And the silver and black attack.
Bring it.
Let's go.
This is already better.
Gets headlines of glory every day. Running and catching and appeal to the mob, but I'd rather be tackling and doing my job. This long shot short on quarterback sacks, and I love to sit on those running backs. We wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack.
Marcus Allen.
Allen's my name, offense is my game. Running or catching for me is the same. Cause if you wanna win, you got to score. Even when you're tired and your muscles are sore, just give it a ball and I'll get you some yards. 3 decades of destiny are throwing the cards. We wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack.
Even if you're tired and your muscles are sore.
It sounds
that actually is one of the better produced ones we've heard. It's not horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
Way better than the Bengals one.
I just love when they have to break it down. There's no way they're writing this.
Can't run fast and I'm not too tall, but I got hands that stick to the ball.
Todd Christensen.
Third long near the end of the game. The quarterback likes to call my name. They cry, Todd, just get yourself free. And I say, fine, leave the rest to me. We wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack. I took the scales at 270, and most every
every year I make all pro. I open holes and protect the QB. If you try to blitz, you're gonna hear from me. With killer lines in the pit, our offense gives the defense fit. We wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack.
Oh, yes.
Don't get in our way.
Oh, we wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack.
The silver and black attack.
Man, I like that one.
That's the Raiders. Don't know exactly the year from this one, but man.
They all had to be mid-80s.
Yeah, this one was 86.
Man, the Bears set the trend.
They did.
Of everyone saying, we have to do this. And again, I don't know if you did not hear it yesterday because of the Super Bowl shuffle. New England had the had the response to it. And again, I could not get this out of my head last night. So if it's going to be in my head, I'm going to put it back in your head. So this is the response again from New England after the Bears put out the Super Bowl shuffle. This yacht rock ticket stop.
I feel like it could slip into that category.
This is right on yacht rock. Mid 80s.
Now it's the Bears, the big win from Chicago. The Super Bowl away. They may be monsters.
The sacks the
way.
Awesome.
But they got a different game. Oh, the gamblers, the tellers.
Sounds like the stuff I work out to. About to change your playlist, bro.
New England, the Patriots and me.
Everybody,
New England, the Patriots and me.
Rolling on Sax is badass. Man, will they throw this out for nostalgia for this Super Bowl? We got to bring that up. That'd be good for media night.
Boy, I sure will.
Have you all? Have you heard this?
And let's have it so we can play it. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Come on.
There's no way they've heard this.
I need that sax for that.
We'll hang the band from the Liberty Tree.
Oh my gosh! All right.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is fun with songs from NFL teams. And it ends with New England. Yeah, maybe we'll have the AirPods so they can put it in the ear and see if they've heard this fight song from New England.